You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Or when.
All right, Ireland is traveling.
Yes.
Lakers got the Warriors tomorrow, so Ramona's going to be filling in. Travis is out as well because Michael's got a baseball tournament. What's your setup for Sunday?
Oh, my setup for Sunday?
Yeah, like are you...
How am I watching this thing?
Yeah, I think everybody has... Some people like going to bars. Some people like staying at home. I'm not a big bar guy. I would rather just enjoy the games at home.
Me too.
Are you? Do you already know what you're ordering? Do you already this? Did you kind of clear out the entire day and say, hey, I'm not doing much?
Jorge kind of had it right. That's exactly it.
The
games are so good like that.
Okay, but here's
we're going down to San Diego this weekend.
Okay, what part?
Well, San Diego. La Jolla.
That's a pretty good area.
Yeah, no, that's not bad. That's a pretty nice area.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're staying for the weekend down there?
Just one night. Night down there. And then, so we're driving back then Sunday morning. We'll be home in time for the game. Juan's parents live in La Jolla.
First game's at noon, so give yourself that cushion there to get there by noon.
Hopefully that's not crazy traffic on the way.
I don't think. I think you'll be fine. It's going down on a Saturday. That's crazy. So actually, by the way, be prepared for that. Are you driving down Saturday?
Saturday morning.
How early?
Noon. That's morning to me. Noon.
That's not good.
No, it's not good.
Saturday at noon is not good.
Am I the only one who considers noon to be morning?
Yeah, that's a little later than I think most
people consider.
Sometimes
I'll walk in downstairs. Alex, our security guy, will be down there.
Good morning.
Morning, Alex. It's like,
Alex has probably been there since 6 a.m.
Time's a flat circle. It's all relative.
So it
all depends on what happens to you.
There you go.
Do you ever go back? You said that you might be indulging in some things for the game, and you're like, hey, it makes it more exciting.
Yes.
Do you ever catch yourself on a play that was not really that big of a deal?
Right.
Where you're like, oh, my gosh, that was so crazy what happened. And then when you're not on whatever you were on.
When pre-gummy.
Yeah. And then, you know, the next day you're like, that was literally the most basic stuff. Why did you get excited about that? I find myself looking back on it. Or there's the, let me give you one example. There was a time that, this was years ago, LeBron was playing for the Cavs. And I was.
Sky high.
Sky high.
Yeah.
Sky high
nice.
Is actually the best way to put it.
Good.
Playing for the Cavs. And he scores, it was like 16 points in a row, like consecutive,
okay.
16 points
bam.
In a row.
Yep.
Everybody's going crazy, and the game was on the road, so the opposing team was like, what the hell is going on? But I was also sky high.
Right.
The next day when I watched it, it was still okay, but it was not something that you really see. A player doesn't just go off for 16 points.
Sure.
And it was in like a 2 or 3 minute span where he scored 16.
Well, that's impressive. You're saying it was more impressive when you're sky high?
It was much more impressive, and it was still impressive.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of times.
Whoa,
a lot of times. Dude. A lot of times I was like, yeah, that was just a normal bucket the next day. Why did I get so excited about
that? Yeah, you know what? I think everything's a little bit more elevated,
a little special
when you're you feel like but I'll tell you, here's the one thing I'll say about it.
Okay.
I am much more locked into a game if I've had a gummy. Much more because here's the weird look at Brian Cohen's over there. Yeah, damn right,
facts.
Because
Brian's locked in,
because when you are watching a game and you haven't had there's stuff going on over here, and you know, there are the dogs, and there's, and so your attention is scattered.
I'm not taking the
whereas
right gummies.
You're like locked in.
Okay, I'm not
focused.
Taking the right gummies.
What are you taking?
I'm distracted as heck. I don't know what to take. My experiences that I've taken with gummies, and I'm not a big gummy guy. I feel like you should recommend to me what I should be taking.
Okay.
But by the way, they got to be like low dosage.
Low baby dosage?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not like Ireland?
What Ireland, the examples Ireland has given, I don't know where I would end up and where I would be if I took what Ireland
takes.
It's
amazing. 30 milligrams to go to sleep.
That's insane.
Wait. It is insane.
Wait.
It's still like now he takes 30 milligrams?
He's got something different every night based on whether he golfs or travels. But yeah.
How many
One time I took 25 by accident and I was dead to the
world. No,
I was gone.
Gone.
I would hallucinate.
Yeah, no. I might have 30, well, I might have 15.
15?
15. Which is pretty good.
And is
you kind of get rolling on 15.
Is the 15, is it a hybrid?
Hybrid, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hybrid early, indica late. It sounds like a commercial.
By the way, I don't think I could do 15.
It's a lot.
We're talking like, I'm like a, let's call 5 to 10 at the most. I don't think I've ever even taken 10.
See, it's no fun to go too far.
Okay.
It's no fun to push it too much, because then you're just like, I want that.
Okay, so Berg was talking about the guy already has it all planned out. What he's going to eat for breakfast, okay. What he's going to eat for dinner.
Really?
Like, he's got it all planned out.
Okay.
I don't plan out like that for the game. How I'm
he's
feeling,
also ordering it in. He's getting them from DoorDash.
Yeah, he's not moving.
He's ordering. Okay.
He's not moving. And the breakfast one threw me off a little bit, that you're even having breakfast ordered in, because it's his coffee as well. Like,
it's a noon game. You're planning the breakfast?
Well, no, this is just my normal Sunday breakfast.
Oh, which is?
Which is French toast.
But he doesn't.
Marie at Sea down the street from my house on
but
Riverside
it's down the street.
And
so
Colfax.
He doesn't go.
You can't
it.
Make some French toast?
Sure. No.
It's bread, egg, and a frying pan.
Emily, do I have
you,
bread in my house?
I might not be able to make French toast.
I would hope that you have
either.
Bread in your house, but
no,
I would assume
I
that you
no
do not.
Bread. I have no bread in my house.
No bread, no milk, no water.
Are you going to the Grubhub? You're still going to the.
No, so for the most part, I go other places. I go to Trader Joe's, I go to Ralph's every once in a while. But on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
I like their French toast. I want it delivered to me. I don't want to leave
move.
The house.
Once
I
want to
stay on my couch, and they send me my coffee that I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
And they put
colder
it
than it would have been if you had gone there with yourself. But that's fine.
That's
but
my
it, no,
only
but
issue.
It's at the point that I wanted at. It is at the heat that
it's
I wanted at.
It's not piping hot.
It's not piping
warm.
Hot. It's still really warm, and it's still very good. I'm happy with it.
Okay, so that's breakfast.
That's breakfast.
You know what I don't like? Brunch. I think brunch is totally made up.
That
brunch is well, a course. Made up thing.
Well, someone had to make it up.
Right, but I'm like,
okay with you on that.
But
I'm all right with you.
I never go to like the have. The mimosa.
Oh, I don't either.
Like the 11 o'clock in the morning thing, the 11:30 in the morning thing.
Here's the thing: we might be missing out, but I've never been a brunch guy myself.
Oh, like, yeah, I'm not. Great. I'm anti-brunch.
Unlimited mimosa.
You can get a burger, or you could get eggs Benedict.
It's true. Yeah. Make up your mind.
No,
get
no,
off
no.
the fence.
No,
you're at a point that you can have both. You can either have
make
the eggs Benedict
mind,
or the burger,
pancakes, or a tuna sandwich.
You can have fried mozzarella, or you can have bacon. I don't know.
It's another good one.
That's right, and you can choose. What you want. You get it
some
either
people
one.
Love
brunch. Brunch is awesome.
Oh, every Sunday. I have friends that go to brunch every Sunday. Every Sunday. I'm like,
brunch is fun.
I lean on this side.
Nah,
I don't think.
Yeah, no.
I very rarely
do you guys
do
hate day drinking? Is that what's happening here?
I don't
like,
day
that's
drink.
The best part of
I'm
day
not.
Drinking.
I'm not a day drinker.
Okay, well, then you're missing out on fun.
Oh, are you a day drinker, Em?
I love a day drinking because you still get your full night's sleep. So you'll come home, it's 5 or 6 or whatever, you're pleasantly toasted, you put on a movie, maybe have some, you know, other gummies or whatever, and you
yep.
go to sleep.
There
it's
you
perfect.
Go.
It's perfect Saturday.
That was the exact right explanation.
I do that on Wednesdays.
No, you guys are wrong.
Right after
Emily
the show.
Is right.
About day drinking?
About day drinking and brunch.
Yeah.
All of it is the right thing to do.
The only day drinking I do is if I'm at like a 1 o'clock first pitch on a Saturday,
yeah,
go have a couple
spot.
Of beers, something like that.
When we go to a Rams game, the mm-hmm. very first thing we do, every single Rams game.
Shots.
Two shots
really?
Each of tequila.
Yes. Two shots each?
Two like, shots each.
Is it like bang bang or is
well, they,
it?
No, it's all in one. They've got
yeah. Oh, they're
there's
double
some
shots.
Sort of rule about you have to have three ice cubes in each cup at SoFi Stadium. They're
what?
Not allowed to technically give you a shot. So it's like, okay, give me the three smallest ice cubes you've got. I'm just going to chug this. And yeah, you down a couple of shots and you're good
that's
to go
a good
for the
way
game.
To get
what
started?
Kind of tequila is it?
Well.
Well tequila?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
I thought you were going with well.
No,
like,
well,
comma.
Right behind
no, just
me is
well.
Tequila Mandala. Yeah. And that is.
Okay, so.
I don't know if it's
NSOFI,
though.
I say that I don't day drink,
mm-hmm.
which I don't.
Yep.
I think the last time I did, Momo in the house here. Look at Momo,
hi, Momo.
In the house. What's up, Romo?
Hey, Momo.
Last time I did it was with Burke.
What? Oh,
Greg and I went to the
oh,
Raiders
yeah.
Chargers game. It was the first game, not this past season, the season before.
Right.
It was disgusting, our game plan. We brought with us chips and this and whatever
yeah.
else we brought.
A bag.
And then
we
basically brought. Like, we each had one of these, and it was bourbon. I had bourbon in mine. What did you have in yours?
I had scotch.
Really?
This is at 10 a.m. at SoFi. Like
a thermos
for a Raiders Chargers.
A bourbon, a thermos of scotch.
It wasn't
that's a lot.
It wasn't our greatest idea. By the time kickoff, I didn't even know what game was on. You could have told me we were watching the Dolphins in the
Chargers. We went up to our seats and we're just kind of just sitting there. Alan at one point got up to go get food, didn't come back for an hour.
Yeah.
He was just
Just lost?
No, it's just there's the lines were
no the lines
it was gone gone for so long.
But I will say this, I will say this,
or did it just seem like a long time?
Very
because
you could have been drinking. I might have been kind of falling asleep in the middle of it.
Raider fans at SoFi?
Yeah.
How nice were the Raider
amazing.
Fans at SoFi?
Kind of tame.
Oh no, they were amazing. If you walked around, we were wearing Raiders gear. They were dancing with us, just handing out.
They
like,
were inviting us to their tailgates and saying, "Hey, why don't you try this?
You were wearing
why don't you try this
Raiders gear?"
For that one game.
That was a Chargers game?
Yeah, Chargers game. I almost got into a fight with a Chargers fan.
Did you?
Yeah, I put my hands on him.
What?
Well, like he was like saying he's
putting his hands on him like friendly.
Like friendly, yeah. Just like, hey, it's all right, man. And like
I put my hands on
him. No, like, it wasn't like throwing hands. And he would like turn real fast, like, don't touch me. And wanted to fight me. I was like, whoa, hey, just being calm. It's okay.
Yeah. What's up, Ramona?
Hey, Momo.
What's going on, guys?
You ready for Sunday?
What's Sunday?
Championship Sunday.
Oh, Sunday's good.
Sunday. I thought it was like a something other than
the obvious.
Yeah. I will probably go over to my 49er friend's house and watch.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's so fun.
You're going to watch them. The 49ers.
It doesn't mean I'm rooting for them.
Brock Purdy's
like
going
to
melt down, and the Lions are going to the Super Bowl.
I'm all Goff this weekend.
I'm all Goff. Go Goff.
I got Purdy.
All of America is rooting for the Lions.
Yeah, us a favor, Jared. Knock
Not
it out.
All of America. Jorge and I.
Also, I got Mythical Wedding ready on this.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
that's
right. You do.
I took the field.
You've got the field. Ireland has the Ravens and the Niners.
It has to be that matchup, right? Ravens, Niners.
No.
It can't be one of the two.
Isn't it the winner? I thought it was who wins the Super Bowl.
No.
It was
one
the
of
matchup.
Both of those two have to go to the Super Bowl.
Need an upset.
I just need one of them. Please.
One of them. The Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to win that.
I think
we'll see. I don't know. I never thought.
I got Baltimore.
I got Baltimore.
I think Baltimore and Detroit.
Yeah, I think Baltimore and Detroit is what I am rooting for.
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback left. He's going to.
So you're going Niners.
I'm going
Ravens.
Niners. No, I'm going Niners Chiefs.
Oh, okay. Niners Chiefs.
It was like when Tom Brady was in every single year.
Yeah.
Tom Brady. I never bet against Tom Brady because he's going to probably go to the Super Bowl.
But.
Lamar's a baller.
He is.
And that
I think
Baltimore defense is the best defense
in the
NFL.
And the Chiefs are not really that good this year.
People said that
they
about
were not
Brady
good
all
year,
too.
And they just keep finding a way to win, but I don't think they're that good.
Here's the funny thing. If we come back on Monday.
Mahomes. It's like LeBron in the playoffs, I know.
If we come back Monday and you're right, we're all going to be like, well, why didn't we just go with the obvious that it's supposed to be Patrick Mahomes?
You don't bet against Mahomes.
What do you guys got today?
Nothing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The usual. I mean,
the Lakers Bulls last night. We can
talk
about that.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do. I think the D'Lo dilemma is actually fascinating.
The D'Lo
now.
D'Lo dilemma.
Yeah,
did you just make that
like
up?
That.
D'Lo dilemma.
He was playing a little D last night. Yes,
all right, the D'Lo dilemma coming up next. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
It's good branding.
Mason and Ramona coming up next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
It's Friday.
Ah!
Good afternoon. afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did you growl, Laura, today, or did you?
I was looking for something.
Did you give us a good afternoon?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
That's good. You know what, Laura? I was gonna have a talk with you about this.
About
I've heard
the
promo, and you did like this coyote yowl.
That was bad.
Yeah,
was
like, she did a cat one point.
I did a brrr.
Yeah.
No.
Then I did a.
You did like a
hee-haw.
A donkey.
You want to
like
Laura.
Were you just trying to be different, or do you just?
I'm trying to annoy them, and it kind of works.
You just got to find your own growl.
It's definitely working.
I mean, I think everybody's
the grain.
Yes.
You just got to find the growl within.
Sure, find the growl within.
And every day it's a different growl.
It is. It's interesting to growl.
I find it to be quite a release every day.
Cathartic.
It is. It's a good feeling, right?
Yeah, you let out a growl. It'll really get you ready to go. Yeah.
So we kind of got, everybody is here. We actually, Bergman, you're in the studio.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know where to put my laptop.
Right.
I'm having trouble feeling this out.
That's I decided, bring Bergman in the studio. Yeah. Lars, producer person now, and producer of the show, and so we'll do that. And Ireland's away. He's on the Grammy trip. They're leaving today. They're going to San Francisco. Momo, what's new in the world of Momo?
What's new in the world
How's
of
the
Momo?
Nut milk?
You know what? I had a delicious homemade almond milk cold brew today on my way into the office because I was kind of tired.
And you made this?
I made it. I made my own nut milk.
Interesting.
It's very good.
Isn't it easier to just go to the store, buy a quart of nut milk? And
no, because that is processed. If you look at the ingredient list, there's all this xanthan gum and gar and emulsifiers and blah, 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 blah. And that's not the point.
Okay, so you're just eating super clean?
Super clean.
Mm.
Everything is super clean.
Ever since you went on your retreat?
Yeah, eat, pray, love. Yeah.
Eat, pray, love.
No, we went to Costa Rica and I came back and I just said, honestly, it makes a difference. Like the celery juice every morning and the lemon water and all that.
Celery juice.
I know. I'm so LA right now.
Yeah.
I'm so LA.
You do. You sound so LA.
I was like, I think I crossed over.
Have you stopped eating regular lettuce and gone to kale?
No. I still like regular lettuce. Okay. I don't know. I find it focusing.
Okay.
Like every time you have to think about, okay, like I have to stop and bring my food in.
Right.
And I either have to use my really healthy meal delivery service or cook it myself. I mean, I've gotten to be good at making cauliflower rice. It's like
cauliflower rice is pretty good.
Cauliflower rice is good. Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Especially if you put enough stuff in it.
But I want to know what it actually tastes like, the celery juice. What is that like?
Because
celery doesn't really have that
much. Not much of a flavor. Yeah, it's not good.
It's kind of like. It's kind of like salty dirt water.
Because like when you eat celery, you're biting into it for the crunch, and that's kind
of
the best part.
Are you
of it.
In some kind of juice cleanse situation?
No, we're doing it as like a 30-day wellness
challenge. A juice cult.
Right?
You're in a juice cult.
A little bit. I mean, it's not like, so we have this wellness group, and we send each other pictures of all the food we're eating. So like, I just see like all the food.
Oh, you send it. Oh,
so it's like accountability snaps.
So you've got all these people.
Here was my celery juice from this morning.
That doesn't
16
look
ounces of it.
Tasty. That
so
looks
what's
like
the point
drain
of
water.
What's the point of texting your celery juice to other people?
It's an accountability thing, right? So like, I had this
morning. How many people are on that?
There's about 10 of us doing it.
10 of you.
And so it also gives you ideas. Like this girl, I mean, there's this one girl, she's really like almost a chef. Like she makes this stuff. I'm like, dude, how'd you make that? And then there's another girl who's who is really into She is the one who taught me to make my own nut milk.
Mm-hmm.
She has like a nut milk machine.
Oh, the old nut milk machine, yeah.
Is it really coming out of the nut?
It really is.
It's very strange.
Do you want me to make you a video the next time I do it?
Yes, do a video. 100%. I don't understand how you take whole nuts and turn them into juice.
So you just asked me about next week, right?
Squeeze really hard.
Yeah,
you asked
next
me about
week.
Next week.
Yeah,
all
Wednesday
right.
and Friday.
So what I will do is
nut
I will...
Nut milk Wednesday.
Nut milk Wednesday.
Probably better on Friday.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like an F at Friday.
Yes, it does.
Right? Exactly. What was I thinking? You should have told me to do it today.
I not thinking about it. So, he's all about the nut milk. I don't know.
I mean, it's really... You just take the almonds.
Yep.
You soak them in water.
Uh-huh.
They swell up.
Okay.
Okay. You pour out that dirty water,
yeah.
Pour out the
I'm
dirty
just glad
water.
Is right. not here for that.
Then you pour then you put the nuts in the blender.
Okay, nuts in the
and
blender.
Really, ooh. some two cups of regular water. Blend it. Pour it through the strainer. It's a nut milk bag that I bought. It's
okay.
like $5 on Amazon.
Damn.
You could use a cheesecloth.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Seems like a lot
strain
of work.
Strain it. You strain it. Then you got this almond pulp over there. You could do something with it. I just throw it away. But then you just have your nut milk. Yeah, and if you want to make it sweeter, you could put a little, you could actually put a date in there. And that would make it sweeter, or a drop of vanilla extract in there. That would make it sweeter. But I don't even think it needs it. It tastes better.
Okay, so there's...
Is it just me, or does that sound absolutely horrific?
I don't think it's... I like almond milk.
I am going to bring it. I'm you don't like almond milk? I like almond milk. I will Brian make it for either. You live.
Oh, I love almond milk.
Oh, yeah, almond milk.
I will make it. I will soak the nuts overnight.
You're okay. bringing the whole thing
That's
in.
That's a drop.
So really you're going to bring the soaked nuts
Pause.
To the studio.
Nuts, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All so right.
They are. They swell up. Okay. That's
All right. So last night, I thought the Lakers looked terrific in that game against Chicago. They played with a ton of energy. They made a ton of threes. The game, they won going away. Anthony Davis, LeBron James did their normal thing, but everybody scored in double figures. And D'Angelo Russell is now officially out of control. He was 8 of 13 from 3 last night, 10 of 18 from the field. He was the Lakers' leading scorer, and the Lakers have got a dilemma. What do you do with D'Lo?
A dilemma.
Is it dilemma or dilemma?
No, it's dilemma.
Dilemma.
But he was emphasizing.
Emphasizing. Dilemma.
You know, he's also 6 for his... He's made 34 threes over his last 6 games.
34. Wow.
That's over 5 a game. Yeah. That's
amazing. So, I had a conversation with Austin Reeves about this in the locker room afterwards. And Austin said, I think he's just being more aggressive. Like, he's just being himself again. And before that, you know, sometimes you get caught up in how you're supposed to play off LeBron, what you're supposed to do, blah, 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 blah. And he said, for D'Lo, it's all about just being aggressive, just doing what he's got to do. And I think there's something to that. Like, he's playing really well right now. And if he was playing so... If he played like this all the time, you wouldn't even be talking about trading him.
Right.
If he was playing at this level all season long or in the playoffs or whatever, you'd be like, oh, that guy's the third piece.
Right.
That guy is exactly what they need. A ball-handling point guard who can create for himself, is a good shooter, he spaces the floor, changes the whole dynamic when he's out there and hitting threes.
Yeah. Well...
But the problem is he doesn't always play like
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
it's up-down, up-down. 1 month great, next month not so great.
Yeah, and this is the question. Is he playing so well right now because he knows he is potentially on his way out?
Is he playing to stay or playing to go?
I think he's playing to stay.
I think he's playing to go.
Do you think he's playing to go?
I do.
I think he's playing to
what
stay.
What do you think, Momo?
I agree with Greg.
Yeah.
You think he's playing to go?
See?
I mean...
So he wants to go.
I don't know, but it feels like... Nobody wants to hear their name the way Zach LaVine is hearing their name, okay?
But
Zach LaVine is
injured.
Like, nobody wants him. He's not a winning player, right? Like, that's the narrative around Zach LaVine right now.
But
he makes too much money. They can't find a market for him. That's,
right.
That's bad for a player who's really an all-star. He's a great player. He just makes a lot of money. He's in that, like, Blake Griffin zone where you make so much money that it becomes, like, it almost doesn't matter how good you are.
You kind of can't live up to that money.
And... But he doesn't stay healthy. I mean, he's injured
now. He's been hurt all year.
Yeah.
But D'Lo is a really good player. If you listen to his podcast, he tells you about that a lot. And I think he's always been supremely talented. Always.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he was drafted second overall one year, right? The Lakers took him second overall.
Right.
He has so much talent. It's just the approach, the consistency, the fire in his belly, whatever you want to call it, is really up and down. And so the question is, can you count on him? Can you count on him in the playoffs, or is there a better option? They certainly don't want to have to incentivize some team to take him. They don't want to have to give up a pick for somebody. He's a good player.
Okay.
And on a decent contract.
Momo, I want to throw names at you in this next segment. Because everybody's throwing names out.
Yeah.
One in particular, DeJounte Murray. I want to get your reaction to all that stuff coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Bergman's hanging out. Momo's here. 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Jacob Imrani. So, it's Friday, and you're driving home from work, and some idiot is texting on their phone and hits you and causes an accident. You're sore right away. But the doctor's office is already closed for the weekend, and then you wait until Monday and you call them, and then they're booked solid and you can't get in for an appointment for another week. Suddenly, you've gone 10 days without any treatment for your injury. Don't do this to yourself. If you're injured, call Jacob. Even on a Friday night, even middle of the night Sunday morning. My friend Jacob and his team will guide you, letting you know if you should go to urgent care or the emergency room, or they'll schedule a doctor's appointment for you that Monday with a specialist in your area. So not only will you document your injuries, but you get on the road to recovery without delay. If you're injured in an accident at some point this weekend, do not wait. Call Jacob. Let him do the work. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Don't forget to follow Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So it's Friday, and the one thing I noticed when I pulled into the garage today, nobody here.
It's Friday, Mace.
But what, do people not work on Fridays anymore?
I want you in the
Some
break.
Some people don't.
Yeah.
In the break, I want you to go walk through this office.
Right.
Go all the way into the sales side, come back. You can do it all very quickly in the break. There will be nobody in here, period.
Do we not
Actually,
work today?
Mark, I think Mark Cates is back
well,
there.
Well, yeah.
Because Mark, though.
Because
yeah.
Mark Cates.
Okay. Yeah.
But besides that, empty.
Okay, but is that empty. Like an official company rule? Nobody works on Friday?
No, it just nobody comes in.
So here's...
Well, then it's an official
is,
company
this
rule.
This is a real thing. No. This is a real thing.
Maybe. Which is?
And I know so because the New York Times podcast yesterday was on hybrid work malaise.
Oh.
Okay, and all the problems that people who are now hybrid workers, half at home, half in the office, are facing. Like, people are totally stressed out because they don't have the connection with their bosses. They don't get those sort of loose connection with other friends
right.
and other colleagues that end up sometimes having a huge impact on your career. You're just kind of at home stewing. And while it's nice to not have a commute and be flexible, you also miss out on a lot that's happening in the office.
Well, here's the thing. It's not just this place.
It's
it
everywhere.
It seems to be everywhere. Like,
everywhere.
When I say our parking lot is empty, I'm not even in the parking lot that the station uses for the most part. I'm in the other garage. It's empty. So nobody's working on Fridays. Friday must be like a holiday now for people.
So, I'll be honest. So I get in here every single day, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Always, every single day.
Yeah.
On Fridays, I come in around 10 because I just want to come in a little bit later.
Yeah.
But when I get here, if it was any other day, if I came in at 10, that place is packed. I'm not gonna get a spot. I'm gonna have to go to the second floor. But because it's Friday, I just roll right in and
park anywhere you want.
Anywhere you want.
Yeah.
This place is a ghost town.
Yep.
On
that's
Fridays.
Best thing about one of the best things about Friday is the parking lot here.
And it's true. The traffic is better on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic is better. Yeah. Brian, did you notice plenty of free parking?
Oh yeah, it's very nice.
It's very,
very nice.
Yeah, it's very very comfortable, and the freeways aren't bad. So
it's Friday.
Yet.
Which bit?
That one, the Friday song.
No,
Friday,
we will not end it.
It's
a tradition unlike any other.
It burns my ears at this point. Can we go to the Wyclef version that we used to play?
This. Oh, I love that song.
Can we play
song.
That
Let
at
me
2 o'clock?
What is it?
The Wyclef Jean version. It's a Friday song.
Of a Friday song? Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
Sure.
It's great.
But Rebecca Black is not going to go anywhere. She's always going to be part.
She probably should, but you know.
Momo, you I do not have a pickleball partner yet. We're doing our 710 Pickleball Madness Tournament, which is March the 23rd at the Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. If you haven't signed up yet, if you got a team, can be a co-ed team, or you and a buddy, whatever it is, $100 to get into the field, and you will play against all of us. You can sign up right now at ESPNLA.com. My brother is coming. Brian Mashonsky's flying out, along with my nephew, Hunter Mashonsky. Together, I believe they've got a shot at winning the tournament.
Why are you bringing in ringers? We want to go longer in the tournament. Host's going longer.
Right, no, I get
good people.
No, but what I'm saying is they want to. Last year, my brother flew in to play with
and
me.
And was really good.
We survived a match and then got blown out.
So now you're going to have him have a partner who's also really good?
Yeah, I want them to have a chance to win.
I want
to
meet your family, so that's cool.
Okay, good. Good.
Have you met his family?
I have met his mom.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
Not stepdad Leo.
You never met Brian Mashonsky.
I don't think I've met Brian.
Did you meet Travis?
No.
Really? Yeah.
I've definitely met your mom a couple times.
Yeah, for sure.
Donna's amazing.
Yeah, she's the best.
But, like, something happened the other day, and I don't know what to make of it. Like, Sedona was talking about how he doesn't have a partner either.
He's his partner.
I think they broke up.
They broke up?
Yeah. I think Trudell is going to be with Sedona.
And then Trudell is kind of a ringer. Right. And I wrote, I texted Sedona. I go, hey, you know, I can play pickleball. I go, I've never played before, but I might play this year. Because last year it was during my spring training trip.
Right.
And he wrote back, he's like, oh, Momo's available. And then Cappy came over the top and was like, oh, you don't want Momo. I mean... And it was she's never played before, you know?
Well,
and then George was like, well, she was good in the outfield when we played softball. And I was like,
you've got a background.
You're
in softball.
Not in pickleball.
Yeah.
I am athletic and I'm in way better shape than I was at the softball tournament.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to be good.
I mean, but
I certainly don't think I'm going to be like really bad.
You can't be worse than me, Momo. You're good.
Okay.
I'm bad.
Yeah, I'm not good.
Yeah.
Brian's never played.
If
you don't
before.
Play with a listener, I'll play with you.
No, you're okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah, Bergman's okay. But also,
I've literally never played.
It's not a hard game.
It's not that hard.
It's not
just
a
like
hard
what,
game
table tennis?
To be decent.
It is tennis and
you can drink
ping-pong,
while you
ping-pong
play.
Ping pong and right in the middle.
Right. Yeah. And Momo, it's not hard. Like, it took virtually no time to be somewhat credible last year. Because I played three, four times, and that was it.
And you're good. By the way, I understand why Cappy is going after you.
I know. I left him off the text chain.
Exactly.
At that point, I kind of understand where he's coming from.
But I also think, like, that was sent in the moment. When, like, it was sent in the heat of the moment, people get left off. Like, Sliwa, I meant to leave off because of stupid Motorola phone or whatever.
During the Rams-Lions game, I think it was, Momo created a monster text group.
I know.
And
I'm just doing it quickly. Like, it's like, you know, oh, man, this is really going to come down to the kicker, isn't it?
Everybody from the station was on it. Except for Cap.
So, but normally,
he took that personally.
Yes,
well,
he
of
did.
Course, because what you normally do is say, okay, all the six hosts leave off Sliwa because of the green bubbles, and then move on to the
Oh,
the
I don't do that. That's not how I do when I do group threads.
No, that's how mine go. If I'm
gonna, boss, it's different.
If I'm gonna have the hosts on it, I go to them first.
I was just moving fast.
Yeah,
you know, like I was just moving fast.
It was an oversight.
It was an oversight.
Yeah. Play the heel. Just go after Cappy.
Just go after Cappy.
It's kind of like when I was calling him Rick for a long time.
That's right.
Like the first 3 months he got here, I thought he was Rick.
Rick Kaplan?
Yeah, because I knew a Rick Kaplan growing up. And so he just became Rick Kaplan to me. And I was like, that's not his name. You have to learn his name.
Do you think the Lakers will trade D'Angelo for Rick Kaplan?
Yeah. So we're going to do that. But we didn't do it there. We're going
to
do the...
I'm trying to lead you into
I know. But, you know, we're at that. So
who cares?
We're going to... Oh, who cares? All right, so...
Look,
the boss
wait
just
a
said
minute.
Who cares, so
wait
I'm
a
not
He's
gonna
on
care
that chair. He's like,
day.
I don't care.
I don't care
the I'm not caring the rest of the day.
The only one I care about, and I really don't care that much, is at the top of the hour.
I'm not caring.
I care.
I do
this
not care.
This is amazing.
Care.
Break.
This is amazing. He went from corporate Greg to producer Greg, crossed into the studio, and then just like went into talent mode. We've
Transition
created a diva.
When he's sitting over there.
We've created a diva.
When he's sitting over there, it's go to break. Now he's in the studio. He's like, who cares?
More time for me to shine.
Yeah. People want to hear about D'Angelo Russell.
Exactly.
DeJounte Murray.
All right, so D'Angelo Russell had a great night last night, another great night, and DeJounte Murray is the name that's floating around out there. Multiple people have written that that's kind of the Lakers' target. Is that your sense of it, Momo?
I think there's many targets. I think DeJounte is one target, but there, unfortunately for the Lakers, a lot of teams like him. Like he is the kind of player who can help a team, and I don't know that they're going to have the best package because they only have one draft pick they can put in right now.
Right.
Atlanta gave up three to get him.
Yep.
So they want to get back as much as they can. And if the only other player you're theoretically putting in the deal would be D'Lo, that's not getting you another first round pick. And well, so I think, you know, that then you might have to get to some hard choices. You want to put Austin Reeves in there or Rui? Rui looked great last night.
Yeah, Rui was good last night.
Reeves looked great last night.
Everybody shot the lights out last night.
Yeah, and I think, so there's other trades that I think they should look at, will look at, are looking at. Okay, I did, you see that? I did past, present, and
yes.
I think Brooklyn is an interesting team with Spencer Dinwiddie, who's basically not playing there at all.
Mm-hmm.
Really good point guard.
I like Spencer Dinwiddie.
Can do a lot of things. He's not the typical big guard who's great on defense. He's more of a change of pace second unit guy.
Yep.
But I think that would help them.
What about Bruce Brown?
Bruce Brown is another big name. He flat out said he wanted to go to the Knicks, though.
Oh, okay.
And I also think they're going to want a lot for him because he has some value. And
What about getting Dennis Schroeder back?
I love that idea. That's the one I've been thinking the whole time. I was like, you know what they missed? Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not D'Angelo going in that deal.
We went Gabe Vincent instead of Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder was the right call. That was just a
mistake. Well, Toronto did have an interest in Gabe Vincent in the offseason as well, but they just traded for Emmanuel quickly, so Dennis's role is kind of
diminished,
and so I think he's a guy that you could look to see if he moves or something. I also think they could go a different route and keep D'Lo, although... I see that as unlikely.
Who do you move if you don't move D'Lo?
People like Rui, people like Austin Reeves. If you go something bigger, like if you do a bigger type move, like those are the names that you could. Or you could also there's interest around the league in the rookies they already have, in Hood Schifino and Max Christie, who was the rookie last year.
Yeah.
So honestly, though, for Atlanta and DeJounte Murray, why is it that, I mean, I understand the expiring contract portion of it. Why is it that the 29 pick, a pick swap in another year, and D'Angelo Russell is not enough for DeJounte Murray?
D'Angelo Russell has a player option next year, so
sure,
he's
which is
money
essentially
on the books.
Yeah, but next year he's essentially a expiring contract.
Can you imagine how many points they'll give up if the backcourt of
Trey Young and D'Angelo Russell? Yeah, that's true.
But they're going to essentially rebuild. Yeah, he wouldn't.
Yeah, but
stay
I don't think he has value. So, like, if you're going to take a player like that, you're going to be able to flip him someplace else. But he doesn't have value someplace else.
Right. So if he doesn't have value somewhere else, why are we so focused on keeping him?
I agree. I think he's playing really well, and I think they should think about keeping
him.
Yeah,
I mean,
for the fact that he's hit 34 threes in his last six games,
yep.
Nobody hits that amount of threes for the Lakers. It just doesn't happen. You don't see guys that are coming in and just shooting the lights out, five threes a game.
And by the way,
last night,
I mean, his threes were absurd.
Okay, so I spent some time in the Bulls locker room afterwards because I was trying to catch Lonzo Ball. I haven't seen him in years, and he was there last night. I have never heard another team talk so openly about how bad a shooting team they scouted the Lakers as.
Mm.
Like, Billy Donovan was like, you know, they're not normally making all those threes like that.
They hit 20.
DeMar DeRozan was like, yeah, they're not usually that good from three. Like, they just flat out kept saying it because they're really not. I mean, it's true, right? They're not usually that good. They just made everything last night.
Right.
I mean, that's 74 points in the first half. And they weren't just making threes. They were making difficult
threes. Oh, I mean, D'Angelo's threes were defended.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't getting wide open looks. D'Angelo got a little wrinkle of space and was able to shoot a three.
You bring up names. Like, I saw the Bulls last night, and that's a team I think you got to watch pretty closely.
Right.
If you want to get more creative, DeMar DeRozan's eligible for an extension that they may not want to give him. He's a really good player and kind of had
LA
some interest
guy.
In LA before.
Not too old.
Alex Caruso's on that team. Now, anything like that would probably cost you one of the players you don't want to give up.
Right.
But I think they have to look at everything. I think they have to really get honest with themselves about what they have and how far the group they have can go.
So you agree then that this team, as constructed, will not win a championship?
I don't know if I would go that far.
Really?
So you think
I never
this,
count LeBron out.
You think this group could win a championship?
If they don't have to... See, some of the caveat is... LeBron and AD have to be healthy like they have been.
Right.
Gabe Vincent, we don't know, but I did like that signing.
But they have been healthy and they're 500.
I know. They haven't been healthy, though. They've had a lot of guys in.
But they've
two guys have been
big,
out.
Two guys too healthy. Healthy.
But the rest of the guys, there hasn't been any consistency in those lineups. I think Vanderbilt finally looks like Vanderbilt before. No, it's injuries too. And I would say I think Vanderbilt's been in and out. Rui's been in and out. right? Tori and Prince been in and out. D'Angelo's been in and out. Like, they haven't had consistency among the other guys. Now I think they finally settled on a starting lineup, which is good. Because people actually have their roles now, and then the rest of it can fall into place. I think this is not a regular season team. Watching them night in and night out, it is not a regular season team. But in a short playoff series with LeBron and AD,
You're saying puncher's chance in any series?
In any series.
Is that good enough to just go into the playoffs?
Let's name the teams
with,
that they could play. Minnesota, you think they could beat Minnesota in a 7-game series? I do.
I think it would probably go 7, but yeah, they can.
I think Oklahoma City, think they'd beat them in a 7-game series?
I don't think they'd beat Oklahoma City.
They just beat them.
Regular season.
By the way, and Oklahoma City shot 7% from three.
That's true. Right.
And they're not going to do that.
Okay. The Clippers in a 7-game series. They've already won 2 or 3.
I saw the other night.
I know, but they didn't have everybody in the other night.
Everybody meaning?
LeBron didn't play the other night.
LeBron did not play. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're also a very good team.
The Clippers are really
good. They looked really,
really
good to me.
They looked really good, but the Lakers have sort of ended that stretch.
They would lose to Denver, they would lose to the Clippers.
They would definitely lose to Denver. That's the one team I don't think they can hang with.
So if you don't think they can hang with Denver, then they need something to get them over the top that they can beat Denver. Because if you're not winning a championship with LeBron at year 39, year 20, like, then you're not doing enough.
Staying the same, to me, is not an option.
Agreed.
You've got to find a way to get better.
I think they will do
better.
Something. The question is, how big a thing do they do?
So, and the most obvious choice and the easiest contract to move is D'Angelo Russell. Because you're not going to move Austin Reeves, most likely. He's kind of off limits is from what I've been reading and what everybody says. I mean, for the right thing, if you're moving it for Donovan Mitchell, like, sure, goodbye, Austin Reeves. Like, that's going to happen and a bunch of other dudes.
By the way, is that at all real, Donovan Mitchell?
I don't think they trade him during the year. I think they gave up so much to get him, and they've only had 1 year to see what that team can do in the playoffs. I don't think they trade him this year.
We talk about DeJounte. Is Trae Young a thing?
That could be, but I don't think it happens during the year either. Okay. I think anything major would be an offseason.
Okay.
You can break now.
Done with me?
Now you're in here trying to... have we done... Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
I want to make sure everybody knows.
I have to bounce back and
forth.
We've
crossed... We've
multiple
crossed
hats.
Roles
we've changed roles. So it's Fifth Row Fridays, BBGO Fifth Row Fridays, and that means somebody at 3:30 today is going to win a pair of passes to Lakers-Narlins February 9th in the Fifth Row. Now, if you've not been following every show this week, it is very unlikely that you're going to win. So this is for the hardcore of the hardcore P1s. A lot of people take notes. Everybody's getting ready for 3:30. And they're genuinely tough questions, right? Genuinely tough.
These are very tough.
Yeah. And there will be one from today.
Yes.
So make sure you continue paying attention and get ready to win at 3:30 today. BBGO, Fifth Row Fridays. Mason and Ireland. Oh, we'll spin the wheel next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're a jerk, you know that?
Yes, I am sometimes. All right, Wheel of Questions. Momo's here, Bergman's here, Lara's here, Brian's here. I came up with this list, or found this list, of 16 celebrity irrational fears. Now, I'll give you some examples. One star is afraid of chewing gum. There's a musician who is terrified of spoons. An A-list actor who is afraid of revolving doors. Another one has a fear of raccoons. Do you have any weird fears, irrational fears?
I mean, I'm afraid I don't like spiders.
Right.
Is that irrational at this
point? That's not irrational.
That's kind of common, yeah.
Okay. I mean, is it a fear? I'm always very afraid when I get uncomfortable when I don't have any water in the car.
Okay.
My whole car is filled with like bottles in various states of
completion.
Drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can't, if I don't have something with me, it's just that it works on my brain.
You're afraid you're going to need water.
I'm afraid I'm going to be thirsty.
Okay. Got it.
You do that, don't you? I mean, I've been in your car once and you had bottles of water everywhere.
I do have a lot of bottles of water, but I do not. If I didn't have one, I would not be terrified.
Okay.
I'm not terrified, but I don't like it.
Okay. Bergman, do you have any weird, irrational fears?
So, this is a newer one. I've talked about it before, but flying at this point.
You actually are afraid to fly?
It is not that I'm afraid to fly. I'm afraid that something's going to happen on the flight.
Like the door's going to fly off.
Something's going to happen. Mm. Yeah, something like that, and I'm not going to have my phone ready, or I'm not going to be able to see Riley again.
Okay.
So my mind goes to every
catastrophic
time on the flight,
thoughts.
Yeah, catastrophic thoughts while I'm on the flight and I won't see my daughter.
Okay, all right.
But I don't know if that's irrational or might
no,
be.
That's rational.
No, it's irrational.
Is that irrational?
Yeah,
or is
it's
that
rational. That you're a parent, of course.
Yeah. So I think so. I don't know if that's. Yeah.
But
so
is it rational to think that every time you get on a plane that this is the one that's going to go down?
This is the one that I'm going to be.
Is it just planes?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, did you read that story about all the close calls?
No.
But how all the planes
don't read it.
No.
Don't read that.
No.
You will never fly.
All the like close calls the planes have in the air and landing and like, whoo, just missed them.
I want to travel, so, and I want to go on planes.
I'll send you that story.
No, please don't. I would like to just skip that one.
Okay, Laura, irrational fear.
I had to really think hard while you guys were talking about this. I think I'm kind of with Momo, but not with the water. I need to have napkins or hand sanitizer at all times in my car because I'm afraid if I sneeze and like I don't have, I need to have napkins and hand sanitizer at all times in my car.
Okay.
It's weird.
Brian?
Is that irrational?
Yeah.
Being clean?
Well, I mean, does it make you crazy?
I have OCD. I mean, Greg literally saw my...
Oh, yeah. Well, that was weird.
Oh, she was
that's
OCD?
That's just weird. That's not a fear, but that's weird.
So I have this like little plastic thing for my computer like on top of it. And he's like, why can't you use it without it? And I was like, because it keeps the bottom clean.
Oh, I see. So you've got like a keyboard cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Brian, how about you? Weird irrational fear.
I think I got kind of two. So one is I'm just always afraid that my house is going to burn down.
Oh.
And like,
are you really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I'll go back and before I leave, I'll go check just to make sure the oven's off. I'm like, oh, let me just go double check real quick. It's kind of like an OCD thing, but I'm always afraid that that's just going to go home and it's there. And then similar to Greg's, kind of like, in the airplane or driving, it's one of my fears that's how I'm gonna die. I'm just gonna have a heart attack or something and be by myself.
Terrible.
Yeah, every time I get on the plane, I get a little anxiety. Like,
so you're afraid you're gonna die and your house is gonna burn down?
Right. Yeah,
that would be
it's tough. Okay,
very bad day.
Irrational. Wow.
On the same day.
Rough here.
So I'm afraid of even numbers. I don't like even numbers at all.
Really?
Yeah.
You say you're afraid. You're afraid of
two,
the numbers.
Four,
afraid
six,
of
eight.
The numbers.
Who do we
like
appreciate
you're freaking
that?
Out right now with that.
Afraid of. No, but I look down, it's 157. I'm like, 157.17. That's a good number for me.
Okay.
I like odd numbers. And I always stop on odd numbers. Like if I'm filling up the gas tank, always got to stop on an odd number.
Oh.
I'm not. And the other thing is, I have an irrational fear of gristle.
Now, gristle
is the.
I get that.
When you're eating steak or beef and all of a sudden you get to that chewy part and it's I got to spit that out. If I get that, then I never finish the steak.
You'll stop eating steak?
I will stop eating it if I get a piece of gristle.
Okay, that's irrational. Like you should just finish the steak.
No.
It's a good steak.
Well, it's got gristle. I don't know how good it is.
Are you afraid you're going to choke on it? Is that what it is?
No, I just
really
I don't
gross?
Like that chewy.
It's really gross.
Have
to
spit it out, get the napkin, put it on that thing. I hate that. So gristle is my other irrational fear.
Gristle. Did you not notice that Brian is wearing his Charger jersey?
We're trying to ignore that.
Brian,
like the Super Bowl. He's been gone.
Are you excited, Brian?
Oh, I'm so excited.
You haven't been here for the arrival of Harbaugh.
So to tell Momo, Brian has been sick for the last 2 days, so he hasn't been here when we've talked about Jim Harbaugh.
Oh.
It's a big day for me.
Brian, what do you want to say?
I want to say feels like we won the Super Bowl, even though we're not even going.
There you go.
Here's what I will say. If they were still in San Diego, I could not think of a more different personality than that San Diego chill vibe than Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, that's true.
It's perfect.
When I the exact opposite of La Jolla. Right?
The exact
opposite of somebody hanging out down in San Diego. Like he's not that vibe.
No, he's super obsessed
intense. We're going to meet this day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
So we need baby.
Who's got it better than us?
So, Brian, what is your expectations for year one? What has to happen?
Wait, that's not the answer. Do you know the Harbaugh answer?
No.
Who's got it better than us? Nobody. Oh, you got to learn that.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah, that's lesson number one in Jim Harbaugh.
Sorry, I missed that.
All right, I'm going to do a break, although I hear they're not important anymore. But I'm going to do a break. And then
this one's good to go to.
We're going
to
come back with 2 o'clock call of the day. The D'Lo dilemma is actually a really, a lot of people on Twitter now are like, well, how can we trade D'Lo? D'Lo's been one of our best players. He's been like the third wheel in the big three, yeah. That kind of stuff. 877-710-ESPN. We'll take some of your calls coming up next. Momo is here. We're also getting ready for Championship Sunday. There's so much going on. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.